Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump riding high going into today's Super Tuesday primaries. It was a landslide win for Mr. Trump in the North Dakota Republican caucuses. He gets the state's 29 delegates, having captured just over 84% of the vote. And then there's the Supreme Court ruling, keeping his name on the primary ballot. Mr. Trump applauds the high court for its unanimous ruling.
They worked long, they worked hard, and frankly, they worked very quickly on something that will be spoken about 100 years from now and 200 years from now. Extremely important.
There are Super Tuesday primaries in 15 states and one U.S. territory, with former President Trump and President Biden hoping for more big victories. Hundreds of delegates are at stake. It's the biggest haul for either party on a single day. A Texas immigration law has been put on hold by the Supreme Court, while justices consider a challenge to the statute.
Under the Texas law, state officers can arrest people suspected of entering the country illegally. Once in custody, people arrested can agree to a Texas judge's order to leave the country or be prosecuted on a misdemeanor charge. Migrants who do not leave after being ordered to do so could be arrested again and charged with a more serious felony. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A United Nations report documents credible allegations of sexual assaults on civilians during the October 7th Hamas terror attack on southern Israel. Around 1,200 people died. Some 250 others were taken hostage, many still being held by Hamas. The brutal attack triggered the Israel-Hamas war, as Israel vows to wipe the terrorist group from the face of the earth. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are trading lower. The Dow is down 151 points, the NASDAQ off 171, the S&P is down 22 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy, it's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. And remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now. And I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
This KMTQ News Flash, powered by Paul Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy. They'd rather wait. The highest job growth rate in the country, what better time to have a job fair? Clark County is bringing together more than 130 employers for its annual spring job fair. The employment event runs this Friday from 9 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon over at the Las Vegas Convention Center West Hall. Now, the job fair typically includes on-the-spot hiring as well as job offers that are subject to background checks. And pre-register as well as upload your resume for potential employers to get a preview, a look before you show up. The job fair comes while the Silver State has the highest job growth rate in the nation at 3.8%, but Nevada also has the country's highest unemployment rate at 5.4%. Latest phase of what feels like the never-ending Las Vegas Boulevard revamp project is happening. It's Phase C. That's what it's called by Clark County Public Works. It got underway last month between Tropicana and Harmon. The $56 million project includes waterline replacement, repaving, and intersection enhancements to improve pedestrian crossings. Now, most of the work, luckily, will take place between midnight and 9 in the morning, Sunday through Friday. The multi-phase project began back in 2019. Phase C, scheduled to be finished sometime in August. And Caitlin Clark may have yet to play a WNBA game, but the college basketball star already impacting Las Vegas Aces ticket prices. The all-time NCAA scoring leader has declared for the upcoming WNBA draft, and the Indiana Fever are expected to pick her first come April 15th. Now, the Fever play the Aces at Michelob Ultra Arena on May 25th and July 2nd. Tickets for both those games, the highest of any Aces home games, according to secondary ticket sellers. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Flu season is here. You and your family need to boost your superpowers. Get vaccinated. And remember, you can vaccinate your family from 6 months of age at your nearest health center, pharmacy, vaccine clinic, or certain community centers. Remember that flu can especially affect over 65-year-olds, adults with certain chronic diseases, pregnant women, and children under five. Keep them super immune. Check with your health care provider or go to immunizenevada.org. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Not looking too bad on our Valley freeways right now. Just the normal delays is certainly going to be found on the I-15 through the resort corridor, especially coming up from 215 on to 15 northbound from the south end of the valley. Reports of an accident, 15 southbound near Flamingo. Not quite seeing that, but we are seeing a little bit of extra braking through that area. In the Northwest Valley, just off the Beltway, an accident on the Ann Road on-ramp to get onto 215 northbound. And also on the surface streets, an east side injury accident at Charleston and Lamb to steer clear of. We'll have clear sunny skies and a few degrees warmer compared with yesterday, topping out in the upper 60s this afternoon. Still 50 degrees, though, right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
Check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds... You stand alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Our number two, live and local. Great to have you with us for a Tuesday, March the 5th, joining us, and I always love it when we have her on Tuesdays, Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief of thenevadaglobe.com. Megan, good morning. You obviously survived, well, not just the windstorms down here, but the snowstorms up there. What was it like over the weekend up north?
Oh, it was definitely blizzard conditions. I haven't been in weather like that since... Well, I don't know, maybe when I was nine.
Wow.
So it was blizzard conditions. And, you know, we've got an issue going on up here, Kevin. And I think God had his hand in this weather pattern we experienced this weekend, because last week I got wind that the United States Postal Service was going to shut down our Reno mail processing facility and move it to Sacramento. And I thought, are you kidding me? So our ballots are going to leave Nevada, go to Sacramento to be processed, and then ship back to Nevada? How is that going to work? And is that even legal? So I immediately called a couple people. I was informed that Representative Amade was all over it and was going to issue a statement, but I have been basically trolling the USPS service, because the only way that you get from Sacramento to Nevada is over the Donner Pass. Now, the Donner Pass, if you recall, was named and is related to the Donner family that resorted to cannibalism because they got stuck in the snow, basically.
Oh, my God.
I-80 was closed for 4 days, and I think it's still partially closed. So imagine if our ballots were stuck in a November snowstorm and couldn't get back. Our elections would be delayed. Imagine if there was life-saving medication, which there is, that comes through. Social Security checks. I mean, you name it. So what happened is there was actually a bipartisan contingent of Mark Amadei, Catherine Cortez Masto, and Jackie Rosen, who all wrote a letter to the United States Postal Service and said, hold up, folks. This isn't happening so fast. And they actually mentioned we normally get really bad weather in the Sierras in the winter. Duh. You're going to have to explain yourselves before this even happens. And so hopefully it's not going to happen, because this blizzard dumped on Donner Pass 12 feet of snow or more. I don't know if we have the totals yet. And also, of course, closed down the entire freeway at the California border.
Wow. Wow. When was this going to take effect?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. Before the November election, I don't know the exact date, but it doesn't just affect Reno's mail. It affects all of Northern Nevada's mail. It's the central mail processing hub. So we're talking about Lyon County, you know, Washoe County, like everywhere.
Wow. There's
multiple zip codes.
Well,
so you want to talk about a snafu. And I couldn't even believe that ballots could leave the state. You know, this whole chain, people don't trust the elections. It's not just Republicans. It's Democrats, too, and it's independents. When you look at every single poll, and I don't believe a lot, but I believe these polls because it's a pretty straightforward poll. Do you want voter ID? Yes or no. Do you trust elections? Yes or no. And a majority of people do not trust elections. So why would you fiddle with one more step in the election process that and destroys, further destroys, chain of custody when it comes to ballots?
Wow.
By sending them to California to be processed and then sending them back to Nevada.
It makes no sense at all. I want to make sure we got plenty of time for this next subject, because this is something that directly impacts a lot of folks, and that is the judge considering a motion to dismiss the contingent electors trial. There's six people they're going to be on trial. One of them is a guy that we have on this show all the time, Michael McDonald, the chair of the Nevada Republican Party. You've been writing about this. Can you give us the backstory of how this all came about?
Yeah, I'm going to be publishing a follow-up article to that. But basically, during last legislative session, Aaron Ford, our attorney general, Democrat, said that he wishes there was a quote-unquote fake elector law so he could come after the six quote-unquote fake electors for XYZ. Well, he basically used an existing law that's on the books in order to go after them, and it's such a far reach. It is not legally sound by any stretch of the imagination. But what happened, of course, is once he's filed this, he assembled a grand jury in Clark County, which it should have been assembled in Washoe County, because that's the area where the alleged quote-unquote crime was committed. So they're asking to have the case thrown out due to the venue, and then due to, you know, other reasons, but that's one of them. The press, of course, and everyone else jumped on it and is calling them fake electors. Well, that charge is malicious in and of itself, because they haven't been convicted of any crime. They are, according to the lawyers, contingent electors. And why is that important? Because there were multiple lawsuits led by the Trump campaign and led by others around the country during the election, and it was constitutionally sound that in case any of those lawsuits prevailed, okay, if certain states did not certify their election, like Nevada, for example, you would have contingent electors available to certify the election. That's pretty much it. So what they've been called continuously for the past, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 months is fake electors. And that truly is a malicious label. And that is that presumes that they're already guilty before even stepping foot into a courtroom.
Do we know the judge involved? Is it a friendly judge, a not-so-friendly judge? Who is it that's going to be considering this motion to dismiss?
Her last name is Holthus, and I don't know. You know, as you know, judges are, they don't ascribe to a party. I've heard that she's not hostile. I've heard that she's very fair. She's not an activist judge. So that's a good thing. But what's also interesting, Kevin, is that there are 6 defendants and there are 6 lawyers. There's even an ACLU lawyer representing one of the defendants, and I don't know which. So we have a break. What we do know is that the lawyers, the 6 lawyers, 3 of them are Republicans and 3 of them are Democrats.
Wow. Wow. Interesting, interesting. I've got to ask you, and I want to make sure I get this in. Yesterday, I guess, was the first day for filing for public office in the state of Nevada.
Yeah.
And, for instance, Elizabeth Helgelin was, I think, the first in line for her race. You wrote about a guy that I've never heard of, Marty McDonnell. Who the heck is Marty McDonnell? Why is he running for Congress in CD3?
Okay, I'll try to be nice about this. Marty O'Donnell made a lot of money through his musical composition talent. He's a musical composer. He composes music primarily, from what I understand, for like video games. Like Halo is a big video game. There's a lot of other... So gamers know Marty. I'm not a gamer. He is running because he wants to bring civility back into politics. Now, we already have, like you said, Dan Schwartz, Elizabeth Helgelin, and Drew Johnson of Nevada on the GOP in the GOP primary. Lombardo's consultants found Marty and found that Marty can self-fund. So I don't know if Lombardo is doing a tap dance to this. I have no idea. I don't know if he's going to come out and endorse Marty and maybe give him more of a name ID because of Lombardo's endorsement. But I do know that Lombardo's consultants are behind Marty. And Marty claims that he voted for Trump twice, and he's intending on voting for him for a third time. But he'll work with anybody that's elected president in order to get things done for the country.
Wow. Wow. What is your message to people who have never run for public office before and who may be very, 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 very uber talented, but yet maybe should not be reaching for the stars and maybe looking at offices that are more within reach, like assembly, like state senate, school board, things like that? Should they reconsider?
Well, that would be my message. You basically just gave me a message. Especially when no one knows who you are. Like, at least, and Nevadans aren't, you know, I'm not from Nevada. I've been here for, oh my God, I think it's going on 10 years now.
It's a lot of years. It's a lot of years.
So I think after 8, I become a Nevadan, kind of, you know, quasi-Nevadan.
Yeah.
Marty's been here for 2 years. It would help if maybe he started smaller, like you said, Assembly, Senate, we definitely need help there. Not so helpful that he's running for a huge congressional seat that has a Democratic advantage. It is competitive, but someone against Susie Lee, who's got a few million dollars in the bank, he can self-fund, but, you know, we'll see. I mean, he has to win the GOP primary in June, so he's going to have to hustle pretty quick in order to win a majority of votes in that district.
It'd be interesting to see how that plays out. In our final couple of minutes, I want to ask you about what went down yesterday with the U.S. Supreme Court, a unanimous decision keeping Donald J. Trump on the ballot. Your thoughts on what we saw from the Supreme Court. Could it be a precursor of what we're going to see ahead? Because the Supreme Court's going to be busy with a lot of Donald Trump stuff.
Can I tell you a knock-knock joke real quick? Knock-knock.
Knock-knock.
Knock-knock. You say, who's there?
Okay, who's there?
I say Owen, and you say Owen who, and I say Owen 9. Okay? It was a 0-9 or 9-0, however you want to say it, victory for the Constitution. Every single Supreme Court justice upheld the Constitution. And the Democrats are still claiming that the Supreme Court is illegitimate. You have Ketanji Brown, you have Sotomayor, you have all the libs on the Supreme Court found the Constitution and said, you know what? States just can't willy-nilly throw a candidate off the ballot, or else you want to talk about election interference and an absolute banana republic. Well, then the Dems, like the Secretary of State in Colorado, would get her wish. Some activist judge in Illinois that was processing traffic tickets and traffic violations threw Trump off the ballot. That's not going to stand anymore in Illinois. So this was the right decision. And thankfully, it was a unanimous decision.
And by the way, is this going to give the left more fodder for packing the court and changing the makeup of the court?
Well, of course, because when they don't win, they cry foul. They're the election deniers. They were the original election deniers back when Al Gore and the whole Chad, hanging Chad conspiracy out of Florida. Then they were election deniers when Hillary Clinton got her rear end kicked by Donald Trump in 2016, claiming that Macedonian bot farmers somehow interfered in the election. So, yes, they will. When the Dems lose, they will look to completely overturn the Constitution in any means necessary. They will win by any means necessary, whether it's lying, cheating, stealing, creating fictional stories, running on a campaign of fear like they're doing in Nevada. Because don't you know, Kevin, abortion is the number one issue across the country, and we need to keep talking about abortion since 1972?
Yeah. I absolutely hate that. And the dumb thing is we got another 9 months of that to come. It's just incredible. Megan, it is always good to have you with us. Thank you so much. You still digging out or has the snow stopped or where are we with the weather up there?
The lovely thing about Reno is that it snows and then the very next day it's sunny and the snow is nearly gone. So we've got sunny skies. Will be in the 50s, close to 60s this week. So no digging.
There you go.
I still don't own a shovel, and I don't plan on buying a shovel.
I don't. Oh, God. Megan, thank you, dear. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday, okay?
All righty, Kevin. Thank you.
There you go. Check her out. She's the editor-in-chief of thenevadaglobe.com. Stick around. We got a whole bunch to do. We're going to let you hear more from the former president, Donald J. Trump, responding to the Supreme Court. 9-0 was the score on a major, major decision by the U.S. Supreme Court. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job, and I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just to just get a job.
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Court, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Still keeping your New Year's resolution? Neither are we. But here's some good news. You can eat healthy at Smoking Pig Barbecue. Our southern greens, made with collards, kale, and Swiss chard, are delicious and genuine southern. Full of vitamins and minerals, or try salad with our slow-smoked brisket or juicy chicken on top. Protein is good. You can skip the peanut butter pie till April. We still love you. Smoking Pig Barbecue. 16 short minutes from downtown, where Las Vegas Boulevard meets Craig. Smoking Pig Barbecue. We cater.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Sinatra and Streisand together at the Aliante. That's right, two musical icons, Frank Sinatra and Barbara Streisand. Come to the Aliante Hotel and Casino for two nights only, March 22nd and 23rd. It's my buddy Robbie Howard and Sharon Owens, two of the top tribute artists in the world, coming together with award-winning music and hilarious banter. They are so funny together. You got to see them. Advance tickets on sale right now through Ticketmaster. That's March 22nd and 23rd at the Aliante. I want you to hear from Donald J. Trump. And in fact, he made a statement yesterday that I thought was really interesting. It was not a Stemwinder speech, but it was interesting, the stuff he talked about. And in fact, let's go to cut two real quick. He doesn't want to win the election through the courts. This was Donald J. Trump yesterday, cut two.
I don't want to win this way. Look, I want to win based on my policies are better. We're going to cut taxes. We're going to get interest rates down. You're going to be able to buy homes again. I mean, you can't buy a home today. The interest rates are so high. I want to win on safe borders. I want to stop wars. I want to stop the war in Ukraine with Russia. I want to stop what's happening in Israel. Israel would have never been attacked if I were president. Ukraine would have never, ever been attacked if I